look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This evening at the Hilliard University Art Museum, exhibits are open until 8 o'clock. Each Wednesday, there is a special program as a part of their Creative Conversation series. Tonight, the UL Theater Department presents Emerging Stories. Students will perform pieces of poetry, monologues, and short scenes in responses to works currently on display at the museum. For information about all of the Creative Conversations this spring, you can stop by their website, hilliardmuseum.org. In Lake Charles, Itinerant Theater will present a memory, a monologue, a rant, and a prayer, 7 o'clock in downtown Lake Charles at Sloppy's. That's 329 Broad Street. They will also present it 7 o'clock on February 10th at Central School, 809 Kirby Street. For further information, you can stop by itineranttheater.com or check for their Facebook page. The Abbey Players in Abbeville will open their run of The Addams Family, a musical comedy, with a patron's night on Thursday and then running for 3 weekends following February 9th through the 24th. For information, their website is abbeyplayers.com. February 10th, this Saturday, we'll offer a chance to adopt animals at the Lafayette Parish Animal Shelter and Care Center. That will be open from 1 until 3 p.m. for this Second Chance Saturday. The facility is at 613 West Pont de Mouton Road in Lafayette. You can adopt dogs, puppies, cats, or kittens housed at the shelter. Acadiana Repertory Theater presents the first show of their 2018 season, a developmental premiere of Karen Sari's play Bad in Bed, a Fairy Tale. It will open on February 16th at Cité des Arts and run through February 24th. We'll be speaking with Stephen Landry and the playwright next week about that production. The Hilliard University Art Museum will open a number of new exhibits this spring, including Linda Fries's Holy Memories and Earthly Delights. The exhibit will run February 17th through May 19th. We'll be speaking with Linda but just before the exhibit opens, and she will have an artist talk later on in the spring at the Hilliard. There will be a Vermilion Voyage offered March 22nd through the 25th. It is a collaboration between Lafayette Travel and the Bayou Vermilion District. It's a 3-day overnight paddle down the Bayou Vermilion, launching from the Acadiana Park Nature Station all the way to Palmetto Island State Park. It's open to 50 participants. For more information, you can look online. They do have an Eventbrite site. Just search for Vermilion Voyage, March 22nd through the 25th to find out more information. Or if you're having trouble, just call the Bayou Vermilion District. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in and the date. You can listen to it on nearly any device you hear KRVS on, and you can share that link with friends and family. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 until 7. At 7 o'clock, we begin our evening of radio magazine format programs, including This American Life at 7, the TED Radio Hour at 8, Radio Lab at 9, Snap Judgment at 10, and then Music from the Hearts of Space at 11. In a moment, NPR's All Things Considered.
Support for KRVS comes from Cox Communications, offering Connect to Compete, C2C, a discounted internet service for K-12 students on free or reduced lunch. Cox supports closing the gap in the digital divide through C2C and a local technology partnership with Boys and Girls Club of Acadiana. For information, the website is cox.com/C2C.
Later today on This American Life, Dodie Horton's a state legislator in Louisiana. She thinks Confederate monuments should stay exactly where they are, still believes Barack Obama was born in Kenya. She's pro-life, pro-gun, ardently pro-Trump. So what exactly did she do to make Louisiana Republicans think she is not conservative enough?
My own party turned on me, and I never have experienced that before.
That's later today.
Tonight at 7 on KRVS.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake.